Very good morning to you, my dear listeners, and welcome to Eagle FM. And today is Wednesday, the 28th of May, 2025. Genocide Remembrance Day here in Namibia. It's actually an inauguration. It's an inaugural day for the Genocide Remembrance Day here in Namibia. So this is a solemn occasion today that actually mark the first official national commemoration of the Herero and the Nama genocide, which was perpetrated by the German colonial forces between 1904 and 1908. So it was on this very, very, very day, it was on this very date, in 1908 that the last German run, concentration camp were ordered to close, ending the campaign of mass executions, forced, marches into the desert and starvation that claimed the lives of tens of thousands of the Herero and the Nama people. So, well, at last, this has become a public holiday. So, yeah, and later on we will look at what is the day look like in terms of the event that has been prepared by the government at the parliament garden. So we will look at that later. But welcome to Unpacking the Day, and maybe we start now with also what happened also on this day in Africa. What any other significant event that happened on this day in Africa? On this date in 1975, the 15 West African nation, 15 Western African nation signed the Treaty of Lagos, establishing the economic community of West Africa states, the West African states, ECOWAS. So this is a regional organization aims to promote economic integration and collective self-sufficiency among its member states. So ECOWAS has since played a crucial role in regional peacekeeping and conflict resolutions efforts. So, and in 1991, on May the 28th, rebel forces captured Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, effectively ending 17 years of Marxist rule under the Derg regime. So this marked a significant turning point in Ethiopia history, leading to establishment of a transitional government and eventually a democratic reform. So, yeah, on the very same day, the 28th of, as we remember here, on the 28th of May, Herero and Nama, a genocide remembrance day in Namibia. The genocide was a brutal period of violence and oppression against the Hereros and the Nama people of Namibia during German colonial rule. So the 28th May was now officially declared as a genocide Remembrance Day in Namibia to commemorate the victims of the genocide. And I think it was declared by the fourth president, Dr. Nangoro Mbumba. So what is our day? What is the thought of the day today? What is our thought of the day today? So the thought of the day, in poverty, you will know your friends. And in riches, your friends will know you. So in poverty, you will know your friends. In riches, your friends will know you. So this proverb highlights the contrasting behavior of people during times of hardship and prosperity. So in poverty, you will know your friends. So when you face financial difficulties or hardship, those who remain by your side are your genuine friends. So they support you, not for personal gain, but out of true loyalty and care. And in riches, your friends will know you when you attain wealth or success. Many may seek your attention, you know, claiming friendship. So, however, their intention might be driven by self-interest, hoping to benefit from your prosperity. So the proverb, this proverb then serves as a reminder to value those who stand by you during challenging times, and to be cautious of relationship formed solely during period of success. So now that's our thought of the day, that in poverty, you will know your friends. In riches, your friends will know you. So are our friends based on genuine connections or material gains? I think that's what we need to consider, what our friends are. Do we support our friends during their times of need, or only when it is convenient? So that's the thought of the day. So, and thanks for joining us, and welcome to Unpacking the Day. I am Mike Oshavelli, and welcome to the show. So, stay tuned. We are going to get into our first item on the show. Stay tuned as we will be back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Omutiha wutekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randito mwa yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende pimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashifareki uimopo yomo programa letu. Moambo dengira selma konora heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni yaaji. Eagle FM, go aya.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle.
Well, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Eagle FM, and you are tuned into Unpacking the Day. So, yeah, I was trying to get to my guests, and this is Honorable Venani, McHenry Venani. So we will try again to get to him. The phone is just ringing. He's not actually picking up his phone. So we will try again later on to see if we can get hold of him. So that is our guest today on this special day, Namibia's first genocide remembrance day. So stay tuned a little bit. I will try again just to see if I can get hold of him. So just stay tuned. We'll be back in a second.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, Rio Sherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Diere, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-238-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Welcome back. And if you're just joining us, we are live on Eagle FM. And you are tuned into Unpacking the Day. So we were scheduled actually to have an interview with Honorable Venani. And I've been trying to get hold of him. But his phone is just going unanswered. All right, but we have to go. We have to move forward. Maybe we can look on the day. We can look at what is the day all about. And maybe later on try him again if we can be able to get hold of him. So yes, today it's a historic. This is a historic Wednesday, May the 28th, 2025. So, and what a day it is, my dear listeners. Today marks something truly unprecedented in our nation's history. We are commemorating our very first official Genocide Remembrance Day as a public holiday. So this is a day that has been years in the making, and honestly, it's about time we are having this conversation as a nation. So let me take you a little bit back where this all started, just to give us an idea where this all started. Because this didn't happen overnight, the push to make May the 28th a national day of remembrance began almost a decade ago. You know, when a retired Swanu MP, Usitwae Mamberwa, proposed this date back in 2016. So, and now you might wonder why 28th specifically? Well, it is because this was the day in 1908, when the German colonial administration finally, ordered all concentration camps in Namibia to close. So officially ending the genocide that had devastated our Nama, over Herero, and over Mbanderu communities. So the journey from proposal to actual public holiday, it wasn't smooth. It was not actually a smooth sailing. After a countrywide consultation and parliamentary committee work, the National Assembly unanimously agreed on this date, in 2020. So, but here's the thing, huh? So it took until now, it was agreed on this date, in 2020, but it took until now, 2025, for it to actually be implemented as a public holiday. So as Mambera said, descendant of the genocide had been commemorating this day on their own while waiting for the government actually to make it official. So what makes this day even more special is that we now have, well, five public holidays this month. Labor Day on May the 1st, Kasinga Day on May the 5th, because it fell on Sunday, and then Africa Day, making Monday the 26th a holiday, and today a Genocide Remembrance Day, and an Accession Day on the 29th. So it's truly become Namibia's month of celebration, if you like, and reflection. It's not just celebration, but it's also a reflection when we look at some of the day, like the Kasinga Day and Genocide Remembrance Day. So those are they deserve our reflection. So, yeah. So, talking of the reflection, maybe let's talk about what we are actually commemorating today. So, what is that we are actually commemorating today? So, between 1904 and 1908, the German colonial forces committed what we now recognize as a genocide against the Nama, of Herero and of Bantu people. Now, this was not just, this was not just a warfare. So this was a systemic extermination. A systemic extermination. The German general, Lothar von Tronta, issued an extermination order. Extermination orders and concentration camps were established across our land, and the scale of this tragedy cannot be overstated. So the entire communities were wiped out. Families torn apart. Survivor faced unimaginable suffering in those concentration camps. So for over a century, this history was largely ignored and downplayed. So, but today we are saying never again and never forgotten. So it is important to note that not everyone agrees on the May 28th as the right date. Not everybody agree with that date. So some member of the, of the affected community believe April 22nd would be more appropriate, as that was when their ancestors were actually massacred. So they were actually massacred on the 22nd of April, and that would be, they feel that that would be more appropriate. Well, you also have others who point, others point to October the 2nd, October the 2nd, the day the extermination order was given. So that was the day when the extermination order was actually given. So this disagreement show us just how deeply personal and painful this history remains for our people. So yeah, basically, maybe, so why does this day actually matter so much? Maybe let's also look at what is the significance of this day. You know, as Mambera actually put it, at that time, he indicated, quote unquote, commemoration of nature, of this nature, shall be and remain an important factor in the context of building, national identity, as the country keeps trying to break through the trauma of the 1904 and 1908 genocide, unquote. So, and this is not just about looking backwards. It's also about healing and moving forward together as a nation. So this day, it really serves multiple purposes. So it serves multiple purposes. First, it's about remembrance. As we said, it's a remembrance day. It's about remembrance, ensuring that the victims are never forgotten and their stories continues to be told. And secondly, it's about education. So I think it's about education, making sure younger generations understand this crucial part of our history. I had even some yesterday, you know, some that should be put in the curriculum, you know, which it should actually, you know. Yeah. I think if it was in other nations, these are things that, you know, you will be told, as a child and individuals, as a citizen of that country. So yeah, and thirdly, it's about reconciliation as well and justice. So we acknowledging the wrongs of the past as we work towards a more equitable future. So yeah, the fact that we are holding today's commemoration at the Parliament Gardens speaks to the official recognition this day, now as it comes, yeah. So information and the communication technology minister Emma Teofilos confirmed this location. So that's where the parliament, I mean, the event will take place. Also symbolizing that this is now part of our national consciousness, if you can put it that way, and not just a community remembrance. So I think that's also symbolic in that way. Yeah. So attached to this, I think is that also worth talking about is definitely ongoing reparations debate. Yeah. And here is where now things get complicated and frankly controversial too, you know. So for years, Namibia and Germany have been negotiating what is called a joint declaration regarding the genocide. And in December 2024, both governments announced they would reach an agreement. But let me tell you, it is not sitting well with many in the affected communities. Germany has agreed to recognize the atrocity as a genocide and offer an apology, along with 1.1 billion euro. You know, 1.1 billion euro over 30 years for development projects. Well, that sounds like a lot of mullah. It sounds like a lot of money. But the other thing on that, but the other thing on that, Germany refuses to call this reparation. So the Germany actually refuses to call this reparation. Instead, they are calling it an atonement. Okay? An atonement. So, and why actually does this matter actually? Because reparation would imply, reparation would imply a legal responsibility and could open the door. I think could open the door for other countries to make similar claims as well. So that's why they use the term atonement rather than actually reparation. So the affected communities are not happy about this. Excuse me. They are not happy about this. They have been demanding 1.1 trillion. That is trillion with a T. A trillion with a T, not the roughly 18 billion Germany is offering, because the 1.1 billion euro, it's about 18 billion Namibian dollar that Germany that is prepared to offer. The Okanjode Chiefs Assembly has completely rejected this joint declaration and is calling for an all-inclusive national conference on genocide instead. So all-inclusive rather than negotiation between government and government. So I think he's calling for an all-inclusive national conference on genocide instead. Well, that could be one. It's not about one or the other. Both could be actually explored to see where that actually takes us. All right. So, yeah. And you also have the, what is it, Chief Sem Kambadembi, put it, he said, the joint declaration has been long dead before it was conceptualized due to the manner in which negotiation were structured, unquote. So the chiefs are demanding meaningful reparations, not a symbolic gesture, and they want full inclusion in all the negotiations. So the affected community want to be included in that. Yeah, so, but there are also voices and concern from communities. And speaking of the affected communities, their voices reveal the complexity of this situation. It revealed the complexity of the situation. While today is officially our first genocide remembrance day, the response from the communities themselves is also mixed. It's really a mixed. So you have Goab David Kherze of the Hoboben Traditional Authority, saying his community will participate in today's commemoration despite earlier calls for boycott from other section of the Nama and the Ovaherero communities. So this shows us that even within the affected community, there are different perspective on how on actually how to move forward. Well, some leaders, some community leaders are frustrated by what they see as an exclusion from the negotiation process with Germany. So they argue that any agreement about their ancestors' suffering should include their voices from the very beginnings and not be decided by government behind closed doors. So as Kanjode, Chief Assembly stated, our voice are not optional. They are essentials. So, yeah, the one thing, the Vice President, Lucia, Vetboy, has been conducting regional consultation with traditional, leaders, to try to bridge this, I think this gap, these gaps. And she has been meeting with chiefs in the Karas, Hardab and Omaheke regions, recognizing that this process need a broader community input. So yeah, so let's quickly see if we can get our guest. Maybe has woke up now, or maybe he was doing something before that I couldn't get. He couldn't pick up the phone. So let's quickly try again our Honorable Venani and see if we can get hold of him. Stay tuned. And then after that, maybe we look at what things, what does this mean going forward, actually, given other things that we talked about earlier. So stay tuned. We will be back. Let's see if we can get hold of him.
Omudiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo, ota ingongo tisamweni. Anange shifa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandi toma yoe, yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengera selma, konaraje tatu imu. Datu, heari jamano tano, o niyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold,
the new and improved IMBA that brings together various hymn books under one app, here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on IMBA app are the Elsi Nehangano, Rio Sherero o Maimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing for Dierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of IMBA hymn books. 081-235-8063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover IMBA today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
All right. I did my best. Actually, I don't know why. Sometimes these honorable people, we don't know how honorable they are when they don't honor the appointment they have made. All right. Maybe something happened. So, the phone just go unanswered. Yeah, just to indicate, we were scheduled actually to have, you know, Honorable Venani on our show today. And, his phone is just going unanswered. So, all right. So as we mark this historic first Genocide Remembrance Day, so we are at the crossroad as a nation. So on one hand, we have achieved something significant, official recognition and commemoration of this dark chapter in our history. On the other hand, the work of reconciliation and justice is far from over. So the joint declaration with Germany is supposed to be signed and presented to the German parliament by the end of January, with a ratification in both countries' parliaments to follow. Now, but with strong opposition from the traditional leaders and affected communities, the government faces a real challenge in moving forward with this agreement. So what is clear is that this day, May 28th, will now be part of our national calendar forever. It will be part of our national calendar. So whether you agree with the date or not, whether you support the government's approach to reparation or not, this day forces us all to confront our history and think about what justice and reconciliation really mean. So, yeah, I want to leave you with this thought. Genocide remembrance is not just about the past. So it's about who we want to be as a nation going forward. So it's about ensuring that the lessons learned from this strategy guide us towards a more just and inclusive society, for all Namibians. Yeah. So, yeah, today, take time today to reflect, to remember, and to think about how each of us can contribute to healing and justice in our beautiful Namibia. So, yeah, so you're most welcome now to, on this day, just for you to say whatever you want to say, whether you wish, you know, you just come through and wish Namibia, every Namibian or citizen or the community that has been affected, you know, whatever you want to say and whatever your opinion and views on this very important than now being an official public holiday or being an official date on our national calendar. So what is your take? Yeah, so yeah, meanwhile the information minister, just for our listeners, Minister Theophilus announced a revised pickup point in Windhoek for the Genocide Remembrance Day commemoration, and aimed at facilitating actually broader public participation in the event. So for individual traveling from other regions to Windhoek for the commemoration, buses were set to depart from all region from all regions governor's office nationwide at 6 o'clock.
Need lightning fast internet? Paratus has you covered. The network Namibia relies on. Whether for business or pleasure, Paratus' cutting edge technology ensures both reliable and speedy internet connectivity. We exist to serve your needs through our high quality network and pride ourselves in offering client service excellence. Connect to Paratus today. Visit us online at paratus.africa/Namibia or call us on 083-300-1000. Always
Paratus. All right, welcome back. So those who are traveling from the region should be already in Windhoek. So you probably have traveled from yesterday already, and you should be already in Windhoek. In Windhoek, municipal buses will start picking up the residents from their respective constituency at 7 o'clock today, this morning. So the ministry advised members of the public wishing to attend the commemoration to register in advance at their respective governor's office. So attendees were also warned against carrying any weapons. Please, when you go to this event, don't carry any weapons or objects that could be perceived as a weapon. So as this will be confiscated at the pickup points. So when you have that, so at the pickup points, you will be tochachwa. So to have, so, and if you have any object, even if it's not a weapon and it's being perceived as a weapon, it will be confiscated. So please don't do that if you value whatever that you want to carry. So, all right. So yeah, and if we look at the if you look at the program for today, it's a quite a very short program, I must say. Yeah, it's a very, very short program. A number of people are expected to arrive already around. So you guys, the journalists, you should be there already by 8 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, journalists, the medias, and the public by almost 8:30. It's a few minutes that you should be already gathering there. So, and then you will have then the arrival of the service chiefs, and the arrival of the, of the mayors, the mayor, the first around 8:50, the mayor will be arriving. And this is now, and she, Hafela, Laranja, the mayor of the city of Windhoek. And also other mayors. The mayors are the ones that are arriving first. So you will then have the arrival of diplomats as well. Diplomats, diplomatic corps, around 9 o'clock. So we will have then, diplomatic corps arriving there. And then just to see who is actually coming, to this event. So around 10 past nine, and then you have the arrival of the, Sem Shafijuna Nyoma is not the founding father, is the governor of the Commerce region and other governors as well. So the governors should be arriving around 10 past nine. And then around, 9:15, You will then have arrival of Gaup Emmanuel and Gossip, chairperson of the Council of Traditional Authority, and other traditional leaders. So they will be then arriving around that times. So then you have around 20 past 9, you have the arrival of honorable ministers and member of parliament. Do please have hope some of them haven't gone to, you know, in Akatea. So make sure that they are all there. Members of parliament will be arriving around 20 past 9. And then the 25 minutes past the hour of 9, you would have the Honorable Natangwe Ithethe, the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy, arriving as well. So, by 30 minutes past 9, you will have the arrival of His Lordship, Peter Shivute, Chief Justice, would be arriving around that time. So, and then 35 minutes past 9, the arrival of Honorable Lucas Sinibo Muha, a chairperson of the National Council. So, and then 40 minutes past the hour past 9, you have the arrival of the Honorable Dr. Sarah Kugongera, the Speaker of National Assembly. And then 9:45, Right Honorable Dr. Elian Gurare, the Prime Minister, will be also there, will be arriving as well. And then just 9:50, Her Excellency, Lucia Vetboy, the Vice President, would then arrive. And of course, around 5 minutes to 10, to be then the arrival of our President, Her Excellency, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, President of the Republic of Namibia, and Commander-in-Chief of the Namibia Defense Force. And the Commander-in-Chief, retired Lieutenant General, Lieutenant General Ndaitwah. So the first spouse. So yep. So the other now, the important, there will be a scripture reading that's actually done by a pastor from Macedonia Parish, Lorenz Raunga Kadachike. So it's the one who will be reading the scripture and make a prayer. And then we have remarks by Her Excellency Lucia Vetboy, Vice President of the Republic of Namibia, and then the keynote address by Her Excellency Dr. Netumbo Ndempelila Nandi-Ndaitwah. So, and then already 10:45, just about 10:45.
It's a commemoration or celebration of our the day.
Yeah,
and if you look at the history, and you look what is calendar happening, and you look what are we going to celebrate, is we're in this situation already where our people died because of that. The way we are talking and saying, no, the people who suffer supposed to be also included in the table of negotiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with it 100%. Because this politician, they think they are just too clever, I don't know. But at the end of the day, the victim, I didn't get justice. Up to now, if you look, those people was, up to now, was, their forefathers,
yeah,
who been murdered and taken away from the land.
Exactly.
Look now. They take the their land. I mean, they're killing the people. They are still celebrating with their land up to the day. And we are remembering the day for what? What are we celebrating if we didn't achieve anything?
Yeah. But as an official day where we actually, for us as Namibian, I think that's a good thing, for us to remember what happened, to our people. Even if it's, there are a lot of things that need to be still to be done, as a nation coming together and be able to remember this and say, this should never happen again. I think it's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, yes, it will make a sense if it is, we are celebrating, come with a remembering or recognizing of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me take, you know, we are, people have been killed because of the land. Look who is holding the land up to now, after independence. At the end of the day, we are remembering them, but there must be something which attaches. Then we are remembering like, no, at least there's no more German who's having what? 1,000 hectare alone. And we have people who are fighting just 300 square. And some of them, they even find themselves homeless in their own country.
Yeah.
And we have a person who is sitting somewhere in Germany, even Land Rover are absent, having 2,000 hectares or so on.
Yeah.
You see, these are things which I think really our Namibian government need to push. Because you can't tell me, Germany, they are remembering us, yes, they say no, we know what happened to our forefathers. We are going to give you, how many they say? It's something like a billion, what, and you look,
yeah.
It's 28 or something, somewhere there, and after 30 something years. And if you look at the money which they spend in Ukraine, war.
Yeah.
Without even a year, it's almost like a trillion or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Namibian government, if they are serious here, these things about to go to United Nations, to the court. Not they are going to negotiate, no. If they are able to pay the Jews, up to now, they are able to take money to Ukraine to spend so much money. And they are telling us for 30 years, yes, they are willing to pay us Namibian 28 billion.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you think with United Nations we will get anything compared to maybe having a negotiation with the German?
No, they must be threatened. You know, what are we going to say? If the Germans are not going to surrender our land, and they don't want even the way the money which they are saying, talking about going to pay us the peanut, which are not going to make any contribution, like, you know, they remember something, then we push that towards. We do, my friends, the problem with us, our government, is that they are not taking the best lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are too many lawyers which we know. They can win that case. Because up to now, the person is still celebrating who killed our forefathers with his resources. He got from crime.
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, they planned the tower. Yeah, so there's so many that...
there's so many. The evidence are there, my friend. What else will not be there if will not make us to win that case? Is that the people who are learning for our negotiation? Yeah. They are not doing side dealing.
Yeah,
they are not really there for the country. The whole country. They are doing like individually to get the benefit out of it. Because you can tell me, Germany, they're able to spend a lot of money because of what? Because of skin color, what? If they're able to spend a lot of money to Ukraine, why they can just pay us if they are still the one who are having our land here, Namibia?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid, that if you go the UN way, because of there could be some bias in terms of, you know, when it comes to Africa, whether we like it or not.
We need to use it to associate what this is racist.
Yeah, we don't always get a fair share of what we deserve.
I'm telling you. Mm. And because that is what I'm saying. Here, we need the best people to negotiate.
Yeah.
You don't my friend, to make it a matter worse is that whenever two colors are fighting, they always, we're referring them as a superior, but the serious things are, it doesn't land that way anymore.
Yeah.
People are seeing equal opportunity and the equal race. There's nobody who's above the other. Mm. That's the way the law is saying, no. You are all equal to the law.
Yeah, but that's not how we treat it.
Yeah, but the way exactly that is the thing.
Yeah.
We Africans always end up at the same end.
Exactly.
But it's not supposed to be that way because I'm telling you, my friend, here we can come up with any policy directing to the land issue. Most of them, what I'm concerned when it comes to this genocide, it's about the land. Certain materials are not even recovered up to now. Just imagine the people they are going to negotiate in Germany. What you get only school to take it back. What am I going to do with the school?
I think
the skeleton in the school.
One thing that now what you said, it made me think that, we always said that the farms that are owned by even maybe by the Boers and also by the German descendant of the German of the Germans. Is that they are expensive to acquire those lands. Why don't we make German then pay for acquiring those?
Exactly.
So,
and who's putting up a place for Namibia if the land is belongs to the government?
Yeah.
We're not able to come up with, guys, since we have a communal land, I think let us make all the land communal. There's no owner property because this is a government. You all deciding the 99 years. Mm. There's no more you are going to sell this land like individual the way you are putting up a private property. And our black people, they think they when they are having that kafama which they are getting from their German counterpart.
Yeah.
They think they sorted out. But they don't think about the consequences after they are gone. The next generation, in their own, we know, and they never learn even from the what other politician who have dead before.
Yeah.
Did you see their farm, how they look like? Mm-hmm. Some of them, the kids, even they end up selling it.
Exactly, yeah.
On the cheap price. Mm. It's what is happening. Look even their property like a housing. How many of their kids are then selling their house? After their father or their mother gone.
Mm.
No, the thing is that the will is turning around. And we don't see that. The problem with our politicians, they don't see that. They think they are there forever. Some of them, even after they've been not getting a job now, they start already crying.
Mm.
Yeah, but the business has been there for 35 years. Why don't give you an opportunity to others?
Yeah.
For me, let us celebrate a day, but seriously, something needs to be done. And I think even the speech which they are going to talk about today, they must direct to those guys, come, we want a fair negotiation.
Yeah.
Not this thing which you are talking about. What we want even, sometimes we don't need even money. We need even like a German, they are good when it comes to technology. They are good when it comes to producing cars. Let us have a foundation in Asia.
Yeah, exactly.
Let us have a train which is landing from 30 miles with one hour to window.
Mm.
The
other thing I have noticed, especially when it comes to now involving the affected community, is that even you look at, I was just looking at the program today. The only person that have a speech there is actually the president, keynote speaker. There isn't any other, and the remark done by, the Speaker of Parliament at the end of that. And that's it. So I thought maybe
who is the traditional leaders?
Yeah, the traditional leaders, especially for the affected community, should be given some kind of
exactly, and you can even to maybe even more commemoration.
Yeah,
because of the German descent. To speak on the behalf. Give them a platform. That's how we do balance.
Those who are living here and those who are having the upper hand. Yeah, no, it should be something like that. There's not even any performance or something like that. It make it longer. It's actually the arrival of people.
You see now.
You know, you see? Each honorable people are coming on this day, are coming on this hour, are coming on this minute, and this one are coming
then,
on this.
Okay, that's... and Mike, do you want me to tune on my NBC TV to watch this nonsense?
And
no, seriously speaking. Yeah.
In the event, it's only how long the speech of the president would be. That's all.
You see now.
The rest of how long it is. Is the arrival of dignitaries,
honorable people,
the honorable people.
So,
that's it.
Are we turning Namibia to Hollywood now? Because that is what we see as a red carpet.
Yeah, it's a red carpet.
Are we doing the same?
Yeah, today it's a red carpet, not.
look, who's dressing most smart? Who's having a suit for 20,000? Come on, man, come on. No, it's not supposed to be that. When we're talking about celebration and commemoration, it's supposed to speak, bring two people together.
Yeah.
We heard from the German side, we heard from Nama side, we heard from Herero side, and the president can take a throw.
Exactly.
But now you are excluding those people. What does that mean?
There is absolutely nothing. Yeah.
No, man.
And that's actually not. I felt, why, really, you know?
No, it's very shameful, people, to the people who are making up that, who are organizing the event, seriously. Very shameful. Because that's why even some they ought not to go. Because there's nothing at all. If the people will not remember you.
I think,
it's what I'm always saying, our traditional leaders also, they are the one to be blamed.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that for me to belong to Ontonga, or for me to belong to Okwanyama, how so much important to me to be, have that pride.
Yeah.
You are the one who having people. Government doesn't have people.
Mm.
If you make a, it's what I'm always saying, even the one day I ask you, Tati Januarenga, when are you going to have a,
there's a meeting? There's a quick commercial, ne? Just hold on. Yeah.
All right.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it. Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. Auto Cash, it's that simple.
All right.
Let me conclude. What I was saying, one day I asked him that, when are you going guys to have a meeting between you just? That side, northern side and east.
Yeah.
Can you just, without a politician involved?
Yeah.
He just laugh. And I'm telling you, once you do that, I'm telling you, there are a lot of politicians, they are going to be like, wow. Because they will be like, they want to find out what you are talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, because now the politicians, they know that they are traditionally, they are in their pocket and they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the moment that they are having just D4D and the car allowance and they may be a quota of fish, led by a lot of people, including the politician, in that quota of fish. That's a problem, I think, we're creating ourselves.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, they lose their power.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they've been dominated by the, this position. I think what they did are like Namad and the others, they say some of them, they are not even going to go to that event.
Yeah, no.
I think it's a good sign.
There are a number of them who decided, no, we're not going to that. We're not going to that event, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's shown, actually. I feel disappointed that there is no representative from the affected community who actually
preaching. What are you going to preach?
Yeah, that looked like something put together quickly, and because we need to do something. We need to have something.
To say something, we are. But yeah. You know, the position is what I'm saying. They remember that Germany, they are about almost to release. I mean, the agreement to come to Gotham.
Yeah.
And now, they want to sideline everybody, which is a problem in this country. We never go anywhere. Once, always, people who have been affected, we leave them out.
Mm.
Because this is what is happening the other time. I'm telling you that, you know, we can't have an environmental ministry making a decision here, giving a clear certificate where they are in window, in air condition.
Yeah.
And the people who have been affected there, they don't have anything to say.
Exactly. Mm.
It's a problem, and it's what the government been doing all along. But these things need to be changed seriously. And I'm happy that those leaders who've been affected, they are not turning up. It will make even shameful for those who are not organizing that event.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen, actually. So,
but that's the reality.
Yeah.
Once you are doing your own thing without consulting the people who are affected.
Yeah,
let me end up there, bro.
All right, man. Thank you for coming through and for your contribution on the day. Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, good. Yeah, that's really disappointing. I'm very, very, very disappointed when I look at the program. What are people, are we just coming to come and listen to the president? That's all? Because that's all. There's only one item that is there. So, that's only one item that is actually, you know, the keynote speaker, the president. So there isn't anything else. Yeah, that's really, yeah, I feel disappointed about that. Completely disappointed about it. So, it's a genocide, remembrance day. You most welcome to come through and have your contribution on this. So, yeah. The establishment of May 28 as the Namibian Genocide Remembrance Day. Well, it stemmed from one of the history darkest chapter, as we looked at that. The first genocide of the 20th century. As we said, that has happened between 1904 and 1908, you know. Yeah, the German colonial forces launched what historian now recognized as an ethnic extermination campaign against the Ovaherero and Nama communities. Well, resulting in the death of over 100,000 people. So, this systemic violence preceded and in many ways foreshadowed the Holocaust and other genocide that would later scar the 20th centuries in our time. So, yeah, the day of May 28th was specifically chosen as a neutral date that could actually commemorate all the communities affected by the genocide. So this carefully consideration reflect the sensitivity nature of the genocide commemoration and the need to create inclusive space for collective mourning and remembrance. So, yeah, the selection process involved extensive consultation between the government officials and traditional leader, demonstrating also the collaborative approach taken in establishing this National Day of Reflection. So, yeah. What is your take of the day? What is your contribution to the day? What do you have to say? You know, as I said, I'm very disappointed in terms of the representation. I was expecting that, you know, the affected communities, especially the traditional leaders, would have something to say, maybe from the Namas and the Hereros, you know, would have something to say, because I would go there, because that's where this is from where I want to listen. You know, these are from the people that I want to listen. You know, it's not that I don't want to listen to the president, but yeah, these are the people that I want to listen to. You know, what are their pain? What do they think of what is going on? It doesn't matter whether it doesn't necessarily go with what the government is trying to do. That's what I would have loved to hear. That's what I wanted, you know, to hear on this day. So, because then you're just going to listen to the president's speech. Is that all? Seriously. I'm starting to go back again to the program and see, have I looked it right? It's quite short, very short. It's if the president speaks for 30 minutes, that's all what it is. That's all what the program is. If the president speaks for 15 minutes, that's all what it is. So, all this, you know, all people going with the buses, you coming, no, traveling from the north. Unless I'm not, there's something, people in Mintuk, please, come through and tell us if there's something else that actually is happening beside what is actually happening at the parliament garden. If there's something else that is happening, then I would then feel that, yeah, it's worth making a trip from the region, because you can't just make a trip for to listen to the speech of the president, because that's the only item in the program. So let me quickly see before I get Yep. Basically, that's it. That's all what it is. I'm trying to get there again, and I'm afraid I'm kind of like, okay, maybe what I'm saying is not true. Yeah, that's basically what it is. All right. Yeah, so... It is. I feel disappointed. I'm very much so. I really, really feel disappointed. All right. So, all right. So our time is about 5 minutes to the hour of 9. And as I said, you're most welcome to come through and have your opinion on the day. Especially, it is now the, what do you think about being now the official day in the national calendar, and also why also did it take that long? These are some of the things, the question that I was looking forward to talk to Honorable Venani, but unfortunately maybe he couldn't, because he was maybe making his way to the Parliament Garden, and at the time we agreed it didn't suit him well. All right, but we're going to catch up with him some other time, even tomorrow, if we're able to do that, and we can always look back on the day and be able to to discuss that as well. We will see if we get time with him as well tomorrow. So yes, and you, what do you think of the day? And especially, as I said, the issues that are surrounding, this whole, you know, genocide in Namibia, and how is that being handled, and the reparations, and also the reconciliations, or all these issues. What is your take? What is your opinion? What are you thinking about? So you're most welcome to come through. We're in Ondangwa, live from Ondangwa. Our telephone number is 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. So, as they said, we're gonna move on. And, so we can't stand still. We can't stay stand still. So we gotta move on. As, one of the, what is that? The reggae, can't remember now what the name I'm thinking. Yeah. All right. So welcome. This is Unpacking the Day. So let's get to something else. We're going to get to something else. In the meantime, you're most welcome actually to talk about, So let's look at the report, from last week. So this, topic actually, let's look at a topic that actually touch so many hearts. I mean, the hearts of so many Namibians. It's about land reform. It's a report that actually came out last week. So, which actually indicating what happened since, the conference, since the land conference, since 2018. So nearly 7 years after the second, national land conference back in 2018, we have only seen about, since this is, yeah, this is perfectly fit on what we're discussing today. This is also, I think, fit on the significance of the day. So far we have only seen about 14% of its resolution fully implemented. So only 14% of land conference resolution achieved since 2018. So, and perhaps that's also what, I think Mandume also alluding to. What are we celebrating if we still actually, if there are so many issues that are not addressed yet? And I think land is one of the issue. So that actually just when you're talking about 14% of land conference resolution, only about 14% achieved, that just 25 out of 176 promises kept. So 25 out of 176 promises, you know, kept. So what is going on? What is why or what is moving? Or what is moving, you know, forward? Why are we not moving forward? What is stuck? Why are we stuck? You know, and what should we expect next? What is that show we should look forward to? So let's go through that. Let's unpack that, and you're most welcome to come through as well and lay down your views. So now let's quickly refresh. What happened in 2018. So in 2018, government officials, traditional leaders, civil societies, and experts, you know, came together to tackle the Namibia's long-standing land issues. So they agreed on detailed plan. There were detailed plans from resettling the landless families, speeding up the ancestral land claims, opening urban plot, and to prioritize, especially to prioritize women and youth in land allocations. Those were some of the promises that were on the list of the promises of 176 promises that were made, in which only about 25 of them has been kept. So, yeah. So, if you fast forward to today, you know, and while some efforts are underway, of course, I mean, we know that this is also, it takes time, some time to implement some of these resolutions. So while we acknowledge that there are still some efforts that are underway, so many promises are still actually waiting to be fulfilled. So the government in this financial year, the government has set aside over 323 million this year for land purchase and communal area expansion, and urban reform. So we get about 323 million this year, what to be able to purchase land and also to expand communal areas and also reform, and also urban reform. So, but the big question is, but the big question remain, are we moving fast enough? Oh my God. What's wrong with me? So yeah, so that's the question. The question is really, as we have seen, it is that we're not actually moving fast enough. So we are not moving fast enough when it comes to land reform. So let's start with the pace of implementation. So as we see, it is frustrating, to say the least. So as I said, out of 176 resolution, only 25 are done and 17 haven't even been touched. So that means dozens of important actions, are still on the shelf. And does this really matter to you as a citizen and what we should do? So one thing we have to understand is that, you know, land is not just about property. It is where families build homes, farmer grow food, herders graze their cattles. So when land reforms drag on, you know, I just want to put you that in perspective. When it drags on, real people suffer. Real people suffer. So young farmers will miss planting seasons. Families wait years for urban plots. And what happened? The trust in the government actually takes a hit. When that's drag on and on and on, it erodes the trust of the people, of the citizens. So, the hope now is pinned on the new law, the law bill. If a parliament pushes it if they push it through this time now, I think it could cut red tape, speed up actually claims and give land offices more power, you know, people that are into more power. But if it's a drag on, those delay will continue. It's definitely if this land bill still drag on, you know, those delays will still continue. So, that's the way to go. So the other thing in the report is about resettlement. The government, when we look at the budget today, the government has, previously, the government has bought 10 farms totaling over, 38,000 hectares, spending around 150 million. Sound impressive, but here, is the catch. Out of that, only about 6 families have actually moved into those lands. So here then begs the question that buying land is one thing, getting families settled, farming and earning is another. So where you have the families, you have now families actually on there farming and earning income. That's another thing. It's easy to buy land and getting to the family, but now being able now to be settled there, start farming and earning incomes, it's another issue altogether. So if you don't have title deeds, maybe roads, you know, good roads that would have helped you to transport your productions, water or support. So this family actually remains stuck in the limbo. They remain stuck in the limbo. And land rich, even if the land is rich, but opportunity is poor. You know? Yeah, there aren't opportunity even if the land is rich when you don't have the support, you know, when you don't have water, when you don't have, you know, all the other facilities. Definitely, you know, you have a rich land, but, you know, there aren't opportunity. So, and then there is also an issue of ancestral claims, the ancestral claims and urban access. So hundreds of families in rural areas are still waiting, for their ancestral land, claim to be processed. And it's only this year, towards the end of last year, the community in Commerce near Windhoek area, the Komaman community. I'm not sure whether I'm saying it right. So, we have seen that's also part of the, when we're talking about this ancestral land, where we have families in who are still waiting for the ancestral land claim to be processed. So, and it took years and years before that is actually done. It's the same thing for other communities as well. Some actually still stuck in paperwork for years and years. Yes and yes and yes. And we are not really doing justice to our own people. Believe me, we are not. So meanwhile, in city like Windhoek and Swakopmund, young professionals and families are waiting for affordable urban plot. And then that through what is called flexible land tenure system. So they're still waiting. And in waiting, those who own properties take advantage of that and, you know, exorbitant rent charges for young professions and families. So it becomes really, really hard. So, and when all these ancestral claims drag on and community lose their cultural connection to their land. So when it goes on over the years, they lose that connection to that land. And when seed dwellers can't get legal plots, they often end up in informal settlements, without really basic services, which is also risking their own health and safety as well. So, and that becomes what, a circle that we find ourselves, there's no way how we get out of it. So, yeah. So the land bill aims to simplify and actually speed up ancestral claims So, and city council need to accelerate flexible leases to reduce informal settlements. So, as I said, if that passed through, if they that would actually be able to help. So another critical issue, I think from the back in 2018, I think it's an issue of inclusion. So there was a strong push to prioritize the, to prioritize women, youth and people with disabilities in land redistributions. So, well, on paper, that's actually, it was a game changer, you know, if it was done. Now, would you, even in, just fingers on one hand, would you be able to tell how many actually, women or youth or disability or people with disability actually have been, located lands? So, as I said, in practice, progress has been really uneven. It has been uneven, and many new land allocations still go to the established, often male-led houses, not to this like women, youth, and people with disabilities. So when women and young people get secure land, it benefits entire communities in when we see that better food, better education, jobs and economic growth. So the big question is, will future land allocation set clear quota for women and youth? I think that has to be sorted out to our lawmakers as well. So, and will the ministry push transparent data so we can track who really gets the land? Because up to now, we don't. Eh? And that should be made public as well. So, yeah. And maybe we finally let on this topic, let's also talk about funding, funding and capacity and basically political will as well. So we see that land prices keep rising. Excuse me. It keep rising, but the reform budget barely actually move. That reform budget, it barely, you know, a move. And I was saying, you know, I was telling to Mandume and said, why can't they actually, if you have the descendant of German, some of them still owning farms here, and maybe the Boer as well. Why don't we make German actually pay for them? You know, pay for this for our people to be able to be relocated on this. If it's so expensive for us, let's negotiate that the German pays for that. Huh? Yeah. So the land prices keep rising. And as we see, regional offices are overwhelmed. Paperwork piles up and some sellers pull their land off the market because they can't wait. Huh? So, we have heard that some sellers actually pull off their land of the market because they can't wait. They have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and without enough money, staff and probably strong leadership, even the best plan can actually go whoa. So the government has earmarked about 323 million for land reform this year, will that money really reach the offices and communities that need it? or it just gets stuck in bureaucratic. As often, that's always the case. It gets stuck somewhere in bureaucracy. So, yeah, land is more than just property, as I said earlier. It's our heritage and our food, our security. So the 2018 conference gave us a roadmap. It really gave us a roadmap, but time is running out. Time is really, really running out, and we need faster action, clear reporting, and a really commitment to make land reform work, work for everyone. So, yeah, I want to hear from you. So, are you waiting for a title deed? Are you waiting for a title deed? Or have you recently moved into a resettled land? You could be someone who have actually moved into a resettled land. And share your story with us. Says you can come through. Share your story. Your voice matters in this conversation. So our telephone number, 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So do come through and share your opinion.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Omutiha wutekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyawo ota ingongotisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa olonjika. Zeitha nina omayakuro ni randitoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera selma konarahe tatu imu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oniyaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Yes, welcome to Eagle FM, and if you're just joining us, this is Unpacking the Day. So our time is about 20 minutes past the hour of 9, and we go up to half past 9. So today is the genocide remembrance day, and I hope you make your way to the Parliament Garden. But as I said earlier on, I'm very disappointed because There isn't much. There isn't much on the program at all. There's only a speech of the president. That's it. You know, all the way. If you come from the region, you make it all the way from the region just to listen to the president. You could have sit on your TV and actually listen to him. Well, yeah. So, Namibia know how to, you know, and one thing that really disappointed me on the program is that, I was hoping now, if I were to go, I really wanted to hear something from the affected communities, you know? So the traditional leader, maybe of those affected communities, or whoever in charge of those who are affected. So that that's what I would look forward to. That's what I want to hear. Even when I'm listening, that's how the people that I want to listen to. Yeah. Not, the president is fine. President can say whatever the president has to say. He's she's the president of the country, but I would have loved to hear from also the affected community and where they are, what they've, when, you know, first of all, what the community are going through, have gone through all that. I would have been interested in that. And the program made so long by putting arrival of this one. Oh, come on. I honestly have to say that's pathetic. seriously, I have to say that. That's what make up a long program in terms of when you look at it. But in actual fact, it's about 45 minutes. It's a 45 minutes program. You know, as I said, depending on how long the president actually will talk. If she speak for about 15 minutes, it's actually a 15 minute program. Yeah. And that's really very, very, very disappointing. All right. So today is Wednesday. The Villager. We have also the Villagers out today. My colleague, they don't go for holidays like other institutions or so. I'm just kind of proud that we have people that work even during holidays, to make sure that you are informed, you are up to date with what is going on. So stories that you can find and in today's edition of the Villagers, it's one, we are not against development. We just want fair compensation. That's a Divundu resident, concern over the ongoing development project. We come back, just hold on.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are the Elsie Nehangano, the Osherero Omaimburiro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Sing Voor Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-235-8063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
All right, we were looking at the paper, the e-paper, the Villagers, the story that you can find in today's edition. So we have the one on the compensation. The Divundu residents are asking for compensation. The residents of Divundu have raised concern over ongoing development projects in the area, saying they are not against the progress. They just demand a fair and adequate compensation for the land and resources in their regions. So that's exactly what we were saying. We were talking about the land, and these are issues that are coming out. So the community held a demonstration at Divundu Village Council in the Bunkwe constituency yesterday. And it's about the land. And even the day that we're commemorating today, it's all about the land. It's all about the land. So, yeah, the other stories that you can look forward to in today's edition of the Villager, the border to be closed for 9 vegetable imports in June. So that's a story by Louise Shimi. And the other story, the first we have is by Anacleta. So traders in various special controlled product will only be allowed to import 11 of the 20 fresh produce, as local farmers are expected to meet the demand for 9 products in June. So this is according to the notice regarding the closure and opening of the borders issued by Fidelis Mwanzi, the chief executive of the Namibian Agro Board, on 21st of May. So, yeah. And that's the story. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you must subscribe so you get your copy for free. And you just send your WhatsApp message to with your name and email to 081-200-4144. 081-200-4144. And you will be able to receive all this for free. Okay, all this for free. So the other stories that you can look forward is to, it's 9 generation of farm workers are located land. A story by Nino Memavali Erastus. The 9 generation of farm workers who form part of the workers who have been forced to graze livestock and reside in road corridors due to the lack of access to land were officially relocated by the land ministry yesterday. So the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries and Water and Land Reform, Inge Dhamani, handed over the resettlement allotment letter yesterday. So, and they will be resettled in the units of Farm Vumes, Rus, Vumes Rus, or Vumes Ras, and Farm Fiesta, that were bought by the government at the combined value of 28 million and measuring combined of 11,000 hectares. All right. So those are some of the stories. The other stories that you can listen to, Nandindaito's diplomatic SADC tour, that's coming from Joseph Jeremiah, Namibia President Netumbo Nandindaito, embarked on a diplomatic tour across Southern Africa, visiting Angola, Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique, and Tanzania in May 2025. So that you can also, find it in today's edition of the Villager. And construction sector faces a mixed signal amid diverging regional trends. Looked at as well by Sean Wissup. That story by Sean Wissup. You can look at that as well. So, and that's actually bring us to the end of unpacking the day. Thanks for listening, and I will implore to continue listening to Eagle FM, and on all the programs that are coming up, what is coming up now is Mind the Gap with Helmut, And thanks for tuning in this morning, from early morning scoop until now. Please do continue to listen to Eagle FM. This is your number one talk radio station. And from me, Mike Oshoveli, I wish you, the best, the rest of the day, the best of the rest of the day, and, reflect on the day today, the genocide, remembrance, days. So goodbye and see you tomorrow.
Omotiha wutekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longe shifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongote samwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandithoma yoe yonge shifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngwe tuende timemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengera selma, konora heta tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to it.
Did you know that in Namibia,